From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Bush administration calls them enemy combatants, but the Guantanamo detainees are challenging that in court.
First, though, to the crowded field trying to replace President Bush.
Though the first presidential primary is still 8 months away, the declared candidates, Democrats and Republicans, already are debating each other. Tonight, the Republican contenders go in for round two in their debates. This will take place at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Round one made headlines, you may recall, a couple of weeks ago, but as much for its kind of game show format as for substantive policy discussions, here is moderator Chris Matthews questioning candidate Mitt Romney late in the first debate.
Would it be good for America to have Bill Clinton back living in the White House?
You have got to be kidding.
No, I'm not.
Well, those kinds of moments got John Dickerson wondering about the format of American political debates. John is chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate, and he asked his readers for suggestions how to make the debates better. John Dickerson, how many responses did you get?
I got about 200 responses, and most of them were quite serious, and people put a lot of thought into what they wanted to see and hear from candidates.
So there was a lot of discussion about the kind of game show nature of the format, but some of the readers actually suggested embracing game show techniques, right? Even maybe voting candidates off the stage?
Yes, it's clear that American Idol and Survivor have seeped into the public consciousness. There were lots of suggestions for voting people off in the middle of debates, cutting off microphones, having the audience vote to cut off a microphone, or having the audience kind of grade each answer, and the candidates would be allowed in some way to see how they were doing so that they could save themselves if it looked like they were going down the tubes. It was basically because people felt like the candidates weren't getting out of their talking points or their stump speeches, and this was one of the ways in which they expressed that frustration. Lots and lots of readers, though, had other kind of more substantive ways to get candidates to talk longer, to maybe have single-issue debates, maybe shrink the field so that candidates could have a kind of a conversation about a single topic, all of which was towards trying to get them to do more than just offer kind of bromides and the standard talking points.
Here's an idea that you write about, and I thought this was quite intriguing. You might have a way to fact check what people are saying during the debate.
That's right. This is my favorite suggestion, which is to split the debate into three parts. Have the first be the traditional kind that we see with questions and answers, maybe give the candidates a little more time to respond, and then set the fact checkers to work and have a panel of people fact checking those answers. And then in the middle, you would have to do something to get candidates to participate. So maybe you'd have a middle section that would allow the candidates to just kind of talk about whatever issue they wanted to. And this they would see as a kind of a sweetener that might get them to participate in this debate. Then in the third section, they would be forced to face the fact checkers, and the fact checkers could say, you were distorting this position, or you didn't answer this question, or your answer in this case was incomplete, and the candidates would have to explain their deficiencies.
Your readers did not really think too much of Brian Williams, who was the moderator for the first debate among the Democrats, or Chris Matthews, the moderator for the first debate among the Republicans. Who do they like? What were their suggestions?
Well, that may have to do with the fact that the readers generally don't like any of us in the press, but they did like PBS, C-SPAN, or they did like Jon Stewart as a possible moderator. So they basically wanted something that, at least in that broadcast responses, where there was no commercial aspect to it at all.
Well, so out of all this, John, your suggestions and the experience of the last debate, do you think things will be at all different tonight? I mean, what have the Republicans learned from this so far?
I'm not sure things will be that different. There are some Republican candidates who need to make their mark, and so that maybe they'll be a little bit more aggressive. The fact that it's being hosted by Fox, and Fox's battles with this notion that it's kind of a Republican organ, Fox will no doubt be putting very tough questions to these candidates for journalistic reasons and also to show that they're not just working for the team here.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. You can read him at slate.com. John, thank you again.
Thank you.